Very good, Dan.
Ahoy there, landlubbers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest, the podcast that sails
seas
of whimsy.
Shh.
Into the depths of medical nonsense.
Why did a pirate get a gym membership?
To ejaculate.
That's what you do at the gym?
No.
That's not what you do at the gym?
Yeah, I work out at home.
He ejaculates on his
equipment. So he could improve his booty and his chest.
I like that.
I work really hard for this butt, all right?
Yeah. Right.
And dives into the depths of nautical I can't even read now after hearing that joke. My brain's like trying to turn and
he's thinking about your booty.
It's
and chest.
So hard to recover from.
All I can think about is them gym booties.
Gym booty.
No, I don't look at that.
Come to plunder the booties.
Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering treasures hidden within Monroe's chest. It's a mythical chest, if, in case you didn't hear any of the other episodes, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries. Captain's Log.
Aye, the Captain's Log. We fought a kraken. It destroyed our ship. We have no ship. We just got a ship, and we have no ship. Every time. This goes over. Anyways, my name is Luke. I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
And you'll have to excuse me. I'm Dylan. My voice is fucked. I will
fucked
be playing... Yeah. I'll be playing Turner Jack.
I'm Huckabee.
This is going to sound like a phone sex operator ad now between you two.
Oh, behave.
1-800-PLUNDER-YOUR-BOOTY. How can I be of service?
You ain't touching my treasure.
Come on, James.
Maybe.
All right. Anyway, Matthew, would you like to introduce yourself now?
I'm Matthew, and I will be Dash.
And Bardus.
And Bardus.
Hello, my name is Dan. I will be navigating these silly fools through an episode of D&D tonight.
Yes, Daddy Master.
Who else are you?
Oh, Daddy.
I play lots of things.
Daddy.
You guys are done with the Daddy.
Daddy Master Kraken.
That's what you think. God, when my wife listens to this, she is going to have some issues. Or turned on, I don't know.
Right.
A combination of both.
It'll work out. It'll work out.
It's a new playful word.
Tamara's going to be like, you guys really are touching pee-pee.
Before I left, my wife was, have fun touching pee-pees.
I told Dennis about, because like Brett always makes fun of me about my nerd night. And I was like, well, my buddy Matt's wife calls it touching pee-pees. So it's like, could always be worse.
Anytime I do something that's just me and other dudes, it's just touching pee-pees. That's all we're doing.
Honestly, we just need to start a side podcast where we just
call
sit around.
Peepees.
And, yeah. Anyways, we got a couple weeks before this gets released, so.
Oh, my God.
Work on the advertising for that. Where we left off.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
Captain Lavarius.
You're looking at me.
Yes.
I know.
I think he's concerned about you. I'm going to loot the kraken I just slayed with me mighty sword.
As you slayed the kraken and it split in two, as you described it in the previous episode, you see like hot steam hit the water as blood's dripping through. When you loot the body, you find a couple things. You find a banner. The banner itself is featuring a whimsical wombat wearing an eye patch. And a pirate hat, sailing the seas. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to read the end of that. Anyways. Furthermore, you find a flag. It's a flag depicting a mighty juggernaut. And the last thing you find is a standard. The standard itself has a serpent made of shadows coiling around a pirate ship, eyes gleaming with, wow, that's a funny word. I'm not reading that word either.
Gleaming eyes. All right. You get the idea.
Yeah. Close
enough. We found three Jolly Rogers.
Yep. And there is also a bow.
All right.
You wouldn't recognize a bow. You'll have to spend some time with it.
That's the captain. fuck yeah, Captain!
And Dash is just floating on his back in the water.
Dash, really quick, go grab the orb.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Grab the orb.
Dash swims down.
Dive down. Give me an athletics. How good is Dash at swimming?
Dash isn't great at athletics.
Wow,
Bardas
Dash.
Is. Dash is not.
Well, Dash rolls that. Is there anything that the two of you would like to do?
That's a dirty one, but I do have a swim speed.
Okay.
Yeah. I can swim unimpeded like I'm walking.
Oh, how far?
My movement speed, 50 feet.
50 feet? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll make it. You're going to have to go down a little bit. You're probably a glowing orb into some seriously dark water.
Okay. Well, I can breathe underwater too.
Perfect.
So I'm just gonna keep going. I do not have, I don't have night vision or dark vision, but I can see this glowing orb.
You can see the orb.
I'm just gonna be dashing, and so 100 feet per round, and following it as fast as I can.
You grab it within a round.
Oh, okay.
But it is really dark at that point.
Oh. Shit.
The remote. Do I see the remote? Did I get the remote with it?
Give me a perception check.
Oh, no. And I'm in the dark, so it's a disadvantage, isn't it?
Do you have dark vision?
No.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, no.
I'm just looking for a red button, and I can't see shit. That is a... Four.
You're in luck. It was tethered to the orb.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, there it is.
That's how perceptive he is.
Really, what we should check, though, is do you know your direction back up?
So, like a survival check?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So far, he's rolled 4 times, right? And not been good.
Oh! Dash is decent at well... He's not awful at survival, we'll put it that way. That's an 18.
I feel like the years that you had within the circus, you know, to get back to the surface, you want to take a big breath and act like you're floating, so you start heading the correct direction.
Okay. Okay.
And you make it right back to the crew.
Come! I got it! No
Excellent.
Worries!
Great job. Great job, Dash. Now get in the dinghy with... Where's Laura?
She's gonna be around here somewhere.
You guys had wrapped Laura up really tight in the episode before, correct?
Yeah, I tucked. Huckabee tucked in real nicely.
Okay. Because you made sure to make it a point that you tucked her in really nicely, that bed is sitting there floating on the water. Who's checking on her? Because I'll need a perception check.
Well, I'm already down in
the
water.
I'll check on her.
Everyone's in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
We have no ship.
I just assumed you guys were like floating on
debris,
bits and pieces.
I'll check on her.
What am I rolling to check on her for? Because
perception.
It's a 1.
That's still better than my dirty 0.
Perception. Yeah. Let's see. Hang on. Wait a second. Where's my perception?
This has not been a good roll start, guys.
Oh, that's actually a 9. Better than a 1.
Okay.
You come up and you make your way over to Laura, floating across the waves. The waves have dissipated a lot compared to the storm and the Kraken battle, so it's not too treacherous of water to kind of swim and float through to make your way across where you ended near the helm, right? Is kind of mm-hmm. where you ended the battle. So this is kind of more towards the center where she was stationed below. You can notice that she has a very large bump and blood coming from her head.
I would like to splash the blood and see if it's her blood or just like Kraken blood.
Great. Doesn't take a lot to do that. You can splash some water on it and the blood continues to pour out.
So then I would just say, Captain, Laura might need some attention.
All right, good to know.
She's not waking up, and she's got rather.
Does
large,
she have a pulse?
Well, yeah, she has a pulse, but she's leaking blood from her noggin.
Can you heal her?
Hold on there, Hook. Let me go ahead and take care
of
her.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
James survived. Buddy James is okay.
You can have some more banana custard if we ever find another ship.
Can I actually see if there was like a boat that's like a little dinghy that did survive?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Huck. I'm going to show you what I kind of learned through my travels.
Yeah.
Just give me a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Just begin to do a medicine check on her.
I did a 7 to see if there was a dinghy.
What did you roll? A perception?
A 2. No, perception.
Perception? Okay. Hey, purple boots.
Captain, help! I can't swim! I can't swim, Captain! Help me!
And I run over to him and I grab him because I'm like, floating on water.
Yeah, he's help! Walking on
help!
Water.
You're walking on water.
Yeah.
Help!
I grab him and I like toss him on my shoulders. Like, oh, fireman's carry him. Now let's see if any dinghies survived.
Thank you.
Turner, can I get a luck check from you to see if there's a dinghy?
As I'm carrying you over my shoulder.
I can see my house from you.
It's just a straight.
Just straight roll?
Yeah.
And whatever you rolled when we first started.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Plus that. Yeah.
Okay, 17. Yeah, there's actually 3 dinghies floating around in various locations around the completely destroyed ship.
I'm assuming Dash doesn't see one. He doesn't see anything.
You popped out of the water and one was right behind you.
Oh, well, that's handy.
I just stick the orb in the dinghy.
Funk.
And I suppose I would look around for everybody else and start like swimming the dinghy over to him, kind of acting like an outboard.
Great.
Just little monkey feet.
Yeah.
Or your tail spinning.
Excellent.
And I like swim like a sunbitch.
I flop Turner in the dinghy.
I'm all wet and soaked.
Come, everybody okay?
It looks that way. Huck, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, love.
Excellent. We should
Laura's
probably...
Laura's not so much.
We need to go get Laura, it sounds like.
So Dash just like starts paddling over there. Just acting like the captain's outboard motor. Just like on the back, kicking my feet.
How far away is the other dinghy from Huck?
They were all within a vicinity of the ship, kind of on the outskirts. They all essentially right. fell off when the ship crumbled.
Once Dash gets over there, I'm going to swim over for the other dinghy.
Okay. Yeah, it won't take you long. This is not going to be a challenging thing. As you guys continue to gather everyone and put what you can in the dinghies, is anyone going to look for items that were left off the ship?
Yeah, I'm gonna be kind of paddling around just looking for anything that, you know, food, any weapons, anything useful.
Remind me of your passive perception.
Terrible. 8.
Okay. Can you just give me a luck check?
Yeah.
Mine's an 18, and I will also be looking.
I am also going to look.
Oh, hey, that's a nat 20.
Okay. You find multiple barrels of food.
Oh,
floating.
Excellent. Yeah. Just start loading all that stuff into the dinghy.
I think you probably would have a better chance of just kind of tying them to the dinghy and letting them float on their own because they're not damaged by it.
Oh, okay.
So,
if they look fully intact, yeah, just tie them up behind.
Yep. What are you guys looking for?
I would probably, since he's looking for food, I guess I'd be looking for like barrels of like gunpowder, like stuff for like the cannons and stuff like that.
Yeah, that didn't survive.
Yeah, I didn't figure. Well, then I'm just looking for anything that's useful, I guess.
Okay. What's useful to you as a player? That's what I'm just trying to understand.
For me, it'd probably be...
Are you looking for books? Are you looking for song? Are you looking for instruments?
Did I lose my instrument?
I don't know. Did you?
No. I was using it.
You didn't leave it anywhere?
I don't... Thanks.
So. Okay, just to your back. Asking?
Yeah, no, I don't think so because that's it's my weapon that I was using beforehand. So
probably
I don't
like strapped to your back.
Yeah. So,
I'll look for weapons, like any type of weapons that were, or actually, no. You know what? I would want to look for would be any alcohol that spilled out of his chest after that fight with the Kraken. Realistically, staying true to my character, I want to drink and sing songs.
And quietly dash to the captain.
Ah, you got the map right?
I got the map right here.
All right.
And I pat my chest.
Just want to make sure.
Yes, I got it.
As you, think to yourself, man, I could really go for some alcohol and I need to find some. The entire chest where the alcohol was stored floats up to the surface.
Okay, do I see any rope that I could tether it to?
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Rope is very common, strung out everywhere. The mast fell, all the, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of rope.
Did our Jolly Roger make it? Or
no.
What was...
No.
Okay.
Didn't.
Captain. It's amazing that that chest is watertight.
You know, I just can't wait to see what's in it.
This is fortuitous.
Yeah. We'll at least be drunk tonight, boys.
Captain, as you are standing, overseeing the wreckage of this ship, night is starting to turn into dawn. The sun is beginning to rise. With that, you can see over the horizon the very top tip of a mast. You'd venture to say, I don't know, probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes if you guys stay in the same spot. It will catch up to you.
All right. Anyways, I'm like, okay, and I like tie a rope to the front dinghy.
Perfect.
And I'm like, let's go, and I start walking towards it.
I forget that you're still walking.
Yeah. But it only lasts for a couple, I'm guessing right now, probably 5 more minutes.
I think it lasts an hour.
Is it an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you start tying the ropes to your stomach and kind of looking at the wreckage, you also notice that there is essentially a piece of the Kraken that you think you could take as a trophy. It is essentially part of the beak as it's starting to essentially float and turn over. You could use your weapon and take a trophy if you choose
yes,
to.
Yes, I basically take out my sword and start like hacking at it to get it off and everything.
No problem. It doesn't take you very long. You also remember that this is something that you can turn in for gold towards your bounty with the Buccaneer's Reckoning.
Perfect.
Like, oh, this is the tongue. It's delicious.
You're getting your trophy there, Captain.
Yes, I'm getting my trophy.
Oh, that's smart, man.
Monkey, how would you know it was delicious? You're a vegetarian.
I've just been told.
Oh, okay.
I like to pass on knowledge that I've gained as my own, even when I've learned it from other people.
Did any of the tongue make it?
Yeah, someone give me a medicine check.
Ooh, a medicine?
Yeah, to make sure you can differentiate a tongue between a Kraken that's split in half.
Ah, that's good.
I ain't even going to roll for that shit.
19. 19.
Yeah. Yeah, you can clearly see that underneath the beak portion that you had cut off, there's a tongue.
James, have you ever made Kraken tongue?
You know what there, Huck? I haven't, but darn it, we are going to have some good eats.
You know, I do enjoy adventuring into new foods. And I bet you make one hell of a Kraken tongue. But how funny is it that Krakens actually have tongues?
You know, Huck, the one thing we have to be mindful about is, you remember that one time I gave you a little of that hoof?
Oh.
And you had an erection that definitely lasts more than 4 hours?
I could have used that on that brothel port we stopped at.
You could have.
A little less whiskey and a little more hoof.
Even the whiskey dick wouldn't have stopped you that night.
Oh, my lanta.
Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho.
It should try.
How is it that our ship just sank and all you two can talk about is whoring around?
This isn't our first ship sinking, darling.
Well, this is my first ship sinking.
Sam, I agree with Dash. Where the fuck were you, James? We lost our goddamn ship.
More paddling.
You just stood there. Why we took on the Kraken?
Hey, don't get all in James' face.
It's look at us, Captain. We're in dinghies. We had a beautiful ship. We're carrying goddamn barrels. And this motherfucker is talking about cooking tongue.
To be fair, darling, I was talking about cooking tongue.
Whatever.
I understand your guys' frustration. You're young, you're naive, and you're ambitious. But this isn't the end. It is just the beginning.
We can always get another ship.
Think about all the songs.
Maybe stay on task right now for the sake of, you know, survival.
We're being... What kind of women do you like?
Bearded.
I'll take you to the brothel island. The brothel port.
See, I, for one, have no problem getting it the old-fashioned way.
But you're not thinking about in the water now, are you? You're thinking about the big busty, beautiful, bearded women?
No, I'm still thinking about how I'm up to my fucking eyes in water.
Explain your little monkey boner.
What monkey boner? He takes his hat off and puts it over his crotch. I'm just saying, the captain is going to pull us along. We're going to have a nice little ride. What's the point of getting angry?
We're all still alive. And we've got a trophy to turn in.
Next question. Where the fuck are we?
Love, look around.
Yeah, we're in the ocean. Water.
We're in the ocean.
I swear to God, you're beautiful, but I will wedge this fucking axe in your head.
James.
I am so tightly wound right now.
Isn't he cute?
Dash, take a chill. Why don't you get in one of the dinghies and just take a rest?
And his eyes are glowing and the cracks are like forming.
Just get in the dinghy, take a rest.
Okay.
Huck, why don't you strum us a nice little tune as we go along?
Okay.
And work our way towards that ship over there.
Ship? What ship?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see the ship on the horizon that's coming our way.
Are we going towards it, Captain?
We are.
Oh, my God.
Turner, real quick, though. I did find this in the Kraken, and I hand over the bow to Turner Jack.
And I look at it, and I'm like, what? What is this?
It's a bow.
Where did you get this?
Now it was inside the
I don't even know what a boner is.
I found it after I slayed the Kraken.
Oh, it's beautiful. Is it mine?
It's yours now. It's all yours. I don't know what kind of bow it is.
I'm not telling you what the name is.
You have to identify it.
Oh, I have to identify
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Now listen here, little Turner. I understand your tensions are high and I didn't do shit during the fight. It's not my glory. I'm just here to assist, help, and cook you guys food. The sooner you realize that, the better off we'll be.
I'm just frustrated because this is our first ship. Me and Dash got to shoot one time. That cannon.
Yeah, I'm actually fine with you not doing anything during the fight. It was very on brand.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, right now, at this moment, we should focus on, you know, keeping our heads above water, and also this fucking ship.
Dash.
Can we see anything about the ship?
Dash.
What?
You're in a dinghy, love. Your head is well above water. Your asshole is above water. Then don't get out of the dinghy.
Oh, you beautiful bastard. All right, this ship, can you see anything about it?
And he hands you the spyglass.
You had a spyglass the whole time?
I've always had this.
Give me that. Your privileges have been revoked for a while.
That's all right. I like the cannon better anyway.
I take a look through the spyglass at the ship to see if I notice anything about it. If it's a merchant.
Okay, the mast was just coming over the water.
Okay.
A little bit of time has passed. Go ahead and roll the spyglass at disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
13.
Where do you want?
Perception.
Okay. That is 18.
18.
That's pretty good.
13 and 15.
Through the spyglass inside of the crow's nest, you would take notice immediately that there are just tons of cobwebs sitting up top of it. Almost like this is, well, you can make your own analogy here. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but all
it looks abandoned. There's lots of cobwebs. Fellas, we might have gotten luck.
All right, I'm just voice of reason here. There's a ship floating on the water. No problems.
Let's work our way towards it.
There's no crew. It's just cobwebs. And that doesn't seem fishy.
No.
I see what you did there, Dash. Fishy, as we're floating.
I just, yeah, I'm glad you caught that, thank you. It was very quiet over here. Thank you for the chuckle. But for real, that's not concerning.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, yes, Captain. Aye, aye.
Just so naive, you just go for it.
And Dash is like shaking.
You know, someone give him a joint. As I'm like pulling everyone along. And they start pulling, working our way towards it.
Lavarius, can I just make a quick little request?
Of course, James. You can always make a request.
I'd like to ask Huck to just kind of sing a song, and I just need to borrow someone's hat so I can take a little bit of a short rest.
Dash, give him his hat. Give James your hat.
Dash takes off his hat, and he looks at it very emotionally.
Hi, hi, Captain.
And he, like, shakily hands his hat over to James and hangs his head low.
Do you have, like, a... I don't want to take your head. Do you have, like, a bandana? Or just something... I just need something to cover my eyes.
I got my hanky.
he pulls out, and it's, like, it's gross. It's, like, strings of snot stuck to it.
Even snot. After being in the water?
Yeah, snot. I have this.
That'll do.
You might want to rinse it off.
Okay, thanks. Now, Turner, take a note here. I would recommend that maybe you just take a little bit of a short rest while we make our way over to this ship.
You gonna put that nasty hanky on my eyes?
You got a fucking hat? This is mine.
Yeah. I pull mine down. I said, Captain, you think it's all right to rest?
Yes, rest up, lads.
Okay. Quite tired after slaying all those tentacles. And I just pull my... I have like a... It's like a... Kind of like a hat, but like a bandana at the same time. And just like... pull it down over my eyes and kick my little boots up on the edge of the dinghy and then rest a little bit.
I would tie, Huckabee would tie his dinghy to the back of Dash's dinghy to where, like, our tips are touching. And tips of the boats.
Yeah. Touching pee-pees.
Yeah, perbs. That way Dash can really hear the song, and then I would just pull out my lute and just start strumming along. Casually as we go,
you slowly see like he was twitching, like he's really struggling with this whole situation and just keeping his cool, and you see as you play he just like settles into the boat and just relaxes more and more, but it takes a bit for him to come down.
Hey Huck, do you remember that song? I'll start you off. Do you remember it?
Which one, love?
Oh, gosh. I think it starts with, as we cross the sea, the beautiful band of something like that. I don't remember the
Three.
Whole thing.
It seemed like a natural rhyme.
Yeah.
Beautiful band of thieves.
I can't remember. It had some lyrics like that.
Oh. How about you give me a performance check and see what you got?
I've sang a lot of songs, love.
Yes, please.
24.
You.
Yes, love. I remember that song. I start strumming along and singing that same
just
song.
Just start singing whatever your heart desires because it's going to be beautiful.
How'd it go again?
I don't know. I just make stuff up.
As we sail the sea, the beautiful band of three.
I was three. I was right.
Ah, you're a smart monkey. A beautiful band of three.
We cut our tides, saved our hides, and
man, you should have seen us flee.
Everyone.
This isn't a story of bravery, is it?
It's not. No, this is a story of how me and James narrowly escaped really getting fucked up.
Because of the performance check and everyone being within earshot, all of you automatically get the opportunity to take a short rest.
Oh,
roll your hit dice.
Myself included?
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bullshit DM rule that I just made up, so...
Those are the best ones. Oh, I rolled fucking great. Dash is fully healed.
I didn't take any damage, so...
Question. Whenever I hit short rest... under a cover, it says reset maximum HP. Do I need to check that or no?
Reset? Did you take any damage?
Yes.
You should. It should ask if you want to expend hit dice in your short rest. Not long rest, short.
Yeah, I hit short.
You'll select how many hit dice you want to use.
Would I do all of them?
I wouldn't do all of them. Not
yeah, I hit 23.
How far down are you?
On your hit dice?
Yeah.
Did you expend them?
I would use two hit dice.
this.
Yeah, Turner, did you take any damage? You would want to roll hit dice. Damage. So then just add 16 hit points back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I got you, boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wish Rage came back on a short rest.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no. I have one spell slot.
I have one Rage left.
Oh, that was
a
great tune, Huck.
There's a perfectly safe abandoned ship coming.
Continuing to make your way through the water, approaching this abandoned ship. At this time, I would believe that your walk on water spell, is it? Did we determine 10 minutes or an hour?
It's 1 hour.
1 hour. Oh, yeah, you're going to walk your way straight to the ship. As you continue to approach the ship, you can see throughout the entire mast, what should be a sail is just spider silk. There's no emblem. There's no anything. And much like you would see like arachnid webs in springtime, how they just kind of float through the air, the ship is continuing to float towards you. It looks 100% abandoned. You can almost tell from this distance that it almost looks dusty and dingy. However, with your great perception check, you see that there is one individual in a very shadowy figure standing behind the helm and navigating the ship.
I shout out, hello. How close are we?
I don't think you're that close enough yet.
Okay. I start like waving my hands. Dash, get up and jump around.
Captain, I ask again. You don't find any of this concerning.
Now that I see the ship, it's a little concerning.
A little.
Yes.
That's it. Just a little?
Just a little. Oh. Right now we're in two dinghies.
Captain, I trust your judgment. And Dash starts like doing jumping jacks to get the attention of the ship.
Okay. So help me put this into perspective because I really don't know the travel distances here, Matt. How long would you anticipate it round-wise to probably get to a ship that is coming the same direction as you?
Oh, I mean, you originally said it was like between 20 minutes and a half hour. Honestly, that takes a long time on a ship.
Yep.
It would probably take like the whole hour of his water walk.
Okay.
To really get over there, because 20, 30 minutes away on the water, that's a decent jaunt.
Yeah, we continue forward. And I'm like jumping around too.
So
while pulling these.
To this point, you would have noticed that the ship was kind of coming your direction, kind of more towards the southwest. At this point, it is slowly making its turn to come straight towards you.
Okay.
Well, Captain, I think it's safe to say we got his attention.
Excellent.
Yep. Yep, excellent.
You know, how rough a shape are you guys in?
I'm actually quite fine. So, Captain, how would you feel about me just going for a little swim? Just keeping out of sight, keeping an eye on everything.
But how would I get your attention if we get on board?
All right, I'll throw something in the water. Start banging on the hull.
Dash, you don't need to do that. I can send Hockey up and take a look at things.
This looks fucking creepy. I'm just going to say creepy. It.
Captain, I've never seen a ship like this. Well, I've only really seen the inside of one ship, which
was really
destroyed.
I don't like spiders.
And spiders are very scary. They're almost as big as me and you.
Jeez, what kind of spiders have you guys seen?
None that big. I have a feeling we're about to, though. Huckabee, what do you think?
I'm just strumming, love.
Oh, I need to be on whatever you're on.
James, do you have any of that special catnip I like you to mix me up every now and again?
Huck, I just don't. All my ingredients went down with that
shit.
That's true.
Bit
waterlogged.
Maybe one of these days I'll give you a little
Hey, you saved the alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah. Here, love. And I just like reach back behind me, don't even look, and just grab something and toss it to him.
All right, let's it take the open. Edge off.
It wouldn't open.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Then Dash just sits there still. And, like, he was calming down with your singing. Now you can see that, that like, shaking nervousness building back up in him.
Well, all right.
All right, Captain. We'll just stay here in the boat while the ghosty ship comes after us.
I mean, if y'all really need a chill pill, I can cook up this Kraken tongue right quick.
You are not starting a fire on the dinghy.
I just don't think you understand my skill set.
I obviously don't.
I feel like everyone is underestimating you, James.
You never underestimate James Cook.
I know. I feel like I should. I haven't underestimated him a bit.
He's a man of many, many talents, Monkey.
I could build a fire on the ship, too. Doesn't mean you should.
How much closer is this?
Thank you. The ship is getting closer. Quite close. I would say we probably have two more rounds of chit-chat, planning, and then the ship is going to be on you.
I'm going to look at Mr. Pretty Boots and say, on a lighter note, what'd the captain give you there?
I don't know. I saw this. He gave me this bow.
Well, I seen it was a bow, love. What kind of bow is it?
Looks cooler than your bow, but...
Oh, you're so silly.
Dash is looking at you guys like, how the fuck are you talking about this right now? How is this the conversation? Come! What are we doing? Are we just waiting for a ride to pick us up?
Yes, we're just waiting for a ride.
We'll explain
the Kraken battle. I'm pretty sure everyone knows about it.
Yeah, I'm sure
area.
This is going to go great.
Well, what's your plans there, Dash? What would you have us do?
Well, if Laurel was awake, that'd be really helpful.
Well, she's not, so let's not get caught on the what-ifs there.
So I'm just saying, maybe I hang back. Maybe you guys get on the ship.
I did.
And I'll just hang on to the side of it and follow along and wait to see if shit goes sideways.
So you're going to leave your captain all by himself?
No, I'm going to leave him with you.
Oh, he's...
And I'm going to be out of sight.
Dash, he's not my captain to protect.
Okay.
Say what?
You're the captain of this ship, sir, and I'm here for you, but you're not my captain to protect.
I'll remember that next time.
I'm just saying. Your fearless little monkey here sounds like he wants to leave you high and dry while he's
Dash
all
won't
nice,
leave me.
Nice and protected in the water.
I just don't want to not have a contingency plan is all I'm saying.
I haven't heard a plan from you, love, other than you getting in the water. How's
yes,
that help us?
To see what the fuck happens with you three. Say you get captured and they throw you in the brig. You knock on the hull. I turn into bodies. I smash the fucking hull. Take you the fuck out. Sink this piece of shit.
Here's the plan. This whole time.
I thought that was a given.
No, you just said you wanted to be in the water and wait to see what happened to us. Sounded like you were trying to save your own skin.
No, I was going to be the backup plan.
Okay, you got to choose your words wisely there,
Hey, Dash. I got to make a request from you.
Yes.
So this is the most fired up to this point in the campaign besides you raging that we've heard, Dash. How in control are you of Bardas?
Bardas really only kicks in whenever he feels that Dash or the captain are in direct physical danger.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Listen here, I am 100% sick of the arguing. Someone give me a fucking couple corks.
Couple what?
Corks. These barrels gotta have fucking corks on them. Just give me some corks.
Oh, okay. I don't have a cork on the... Nothing. Dash, does any of them barrels have a cork on them?
I'm sure they do.
Well, we've got several sitting around.
Okay. I just reach over because I'm tethered to Dash's boat, and I pop a couple corks out of
and
the barrel.
And I see one on my dinghy, and I grab it, and I'm still pissed at James, and I just like I just chuck it, and it like throws them at you, at James.
Ballsy move, love.
Listen here, you little shit.
And he reaches up and he grabs Turner's jacket and lifts him off the ground with such ease and throws you into the water.
Help! Help!
As you begin to sink, you realize that you float to the surface and you can walk on water. Get over here, Dash. I am goddamn sick of you guys interrupting my fucking sleep.
Is this guy for fucking real?
Told
all right,
you,
all right, fuck it. Let's just all get arrested by the ghosty ship and get our brains eaten.
As you finish your sentence, you're grabbed fairly violently by James, and he throws you into the water. Same thing as Turner Jack. You're fucking walking on water.
Dash, what's going on?
You're walking on water.
Oh. Why are you so hostile?
Because all of this bullshit. This whole thing has been bullshit.
Dash, love, if you're going to be a pirate, you got to be used to maybe getting your boat ship sunk or
I just want somebody to come up with an idea that doesn't end up with us in a brig of a ghost ship.
And worst case scenario, love, we're in a brig of a ghost ship. You just said you could break the hull from the outside. Can you not break
it from
the inside?
Can we not break any more ships today?
You know, Captain, I'd love to, but that's what your monkey really wants to do. He wants to break a ship.
Well, it's too late now. They're here.
Does anyone have a... Can anyone do a whistling noise?
Yep, that counts.
I'm going to do my best because this is a... I don't know how to, like, project a woman's voice very well.
Oh, that's hard.
You can do it.
Oi there, loves.
Nah, it's too manly.
I thought it was pretty good.
It is good.
It's good.
She's a sea wig. She's sea hag.
What? Listen. And you... Here.
And she tosses down a rope ladder.
Come aboard.
Oh, thank you. What did you say your name was?
You'll have to wait till you get up deck. Okay. I don't want to do... I can't do that voice. It's not working. We're going to switch gears on it.
Would you like for me to go first, Captain?
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
You can trail behind there, Huck.
Okay. I'll trail behind you, love.
Yeah.
And then I, like, just skipping on the water all excited.
Yeah.
Like, you skipping with Dash, and Dash is, like, sitting there pouty face next to me, and I'm just like, jump, jump, jump. Like,
this is awesome. Yeah, you can run around the ship. You don't have to even get aboard.
Yeah.
You got an hour's worth of water walking. You're good.
I just picture
Turner.
Today, Junior, I just picture Turner literally running like circles around the boat because he's like so giddy that he can walk on water.
Yeah,
because
I can't swim, so I just like,
fuck your swimming. I can walk, bitch. Yeah.
And Dash is super annoyed.
Dash is poopy face for sure.
He's in his head, he's thinking, well, obviously I can do this too. And he's like pointing to the captain in his head.
So, Captain Lavarius, you'll be the first to climb the rope ladder.
Yes, I will.
Great. It's super sturdy. Great rope ladder. Only weird thing about it, it's definitely spider silk.
Well, this is a nifty little ladder.
You say that as you get to the top of the deck, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me describe the deck to you a little bit. On the deck itself, you see barrels lined up all around. There's no piles of cannons. It doesn't appear to have any gunpowder, but there's plenty of weaponry on the ship. Each one of the barrels and where you would see piles of cannons are just dusty webs messed about. All the entrances to doorways, which we are using the same ship size, luckily, as we did before.
How convenient.
So all of your entryways to the lower part of the deck are, again, this weird spider web silk. Doesn't seem dangerous or anything. And that's what you see. As you hit the deck and you ask that question, you see a woman before you. And the reason you can tell it's a woman is because it's very long, bright, fiery red hair. Underneath a very black robe. Dark eyes. Not really normal, just pure black. And she puts her hand out.
Captain Lefarius. And I like gently do it and like do the... Meh.
It is great to meet you, Captain. My name. My name
I hate when I do this.
It's okay. It happens often.
It's Gladriel.
Oh, Gladriel. Nice to meet
thank
you.
Thank you, Gladriel. Oof. It's been a while since I had to tell someone my name.
Oh, it's a lovely name. Thank you for rescuing us.
Why were you guys? Where was your ship? What happened?
Well, have you heard of the Kraken in these waters?
My friend that I just left port did warn me.
Well, we got overtaken by the Kraken.
Overtaken?
But we did slay it.
Hmm.
And at this point, I break out the beak and I like hold the beak in my hand. As you can see.
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. And I put the beak, like, really back in my coat.
How big
like,
is this beak?
It did not fit back under his coat.
I'm picturing, like...
In my bag of holding.
Well.
And at this point, you begin to notice more of the details on her cloak. One thing you pay quick attention to that you would probably notice... is she is wearing an emblem. The emblem itself is a black widow spider weaving a web around a pirate skull set against a midnight background.
Are you part of the Buccaneer's Reckoning?
We just met. I don't think that's an appropriate.
I apologize. My apologies, ma'am.
You're kind of shipless.
You are right.
And I think I kind of hold all the cards.
You're not wrong. This is a lovely ship, though. I have to say, I like the sails.
Are you being truthful?
I am, actually.
And then as that's happening, you hear Turner from a distance, like, Captain! I think this ship is looking pretty good from down here as he's skipping around. He's like going around the ship.
You yelled that?
Yeah. Do you want me to give us some sort of check? I can't yell right now, so yeah.
Levari is correct.
Yes, ma'am.
The Buccaneer's Reckoning. What crew do you belong to?
Well, my crew, and at this point, who's all made it up?
Huckabee would just be making it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Huckabee up. Dash, were you staying in the water?
No, I'm...
climbing up the ship?
Yeah, I'll come up the ship. I was ordered to, so okay. Dash would be flying up that thing.
James is just kicking back in the dinghy. It's tied off right at the bottom of that silk rope ladder.
Look at me, James.
As Huckabee gets up to the deck, I would... courteously bow and say,
"Hello, love. I am Huckabee. Nice to meet your acquaintance."
"You are quite lovely."
"Thank you, dear. I appreciate that."
"Most refer to me as Madam Venom."
Madam what?
"Venom."
"Oh, Madam Venom. Sorry, love. Madam Venom. I call everybody love, darling. It's just a term of endearment."
"Ah, I respect that.
But if you prefer, I'll call you Madam Venom."
"Well, I'm a bit confused with your captain, well, your crew's action, Captain."
"Our crew's actions?"
"What's that little purple-booted fool talking about, this is a nice ship?"
"He's just complimenting the ship. He's young."
"He's a bit simple."
"I heard that."
"Are you?
No, you didn't.
You guys being deceitful or not?"
"These two or me?"
"You." "Just asking."
"No. Not at this point."
"Okay. I think we genuinely believe that he's a bit simple."
"Okay."
"He's a bit slow."
"You know, on this ship, I actually have storage for the simple-minded."
"Oh, perfect." "He would go great. He can really clean, too." "You do a great job at cleaning your decks."
"Well, unfortunately, I lost my cook, so..."
"I got a wonderful cook. James!"
Man, you gotta leave me alone so I can fucking take this nap.
And hear that out loud from down below.
They're looking for... They don't have a cook.
Within seconds, James is standing right up next to you.
Hi, hello, James.
Who's your lady friend here?
This is Gladriel, also known as Madame Venom.
Oh, that's not ominous.
I've been bitten a time or two, if you know what I mean. And he kind of does the nudging. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
I know what you mean.
Now Dash is rolling his eyes.
She is something to look at, isn't she, James?
And we're doing this all in conversation right in front of her.
All right, madam, I will go to your kitchen. What door on the left?
She guides him down there.
Madam Venom, love, my friend James here is a wonderful cook. Wonderful cook.
Are you referring to the James Cook?
Well, yes, his name is James Cook. Have you heard of him, love?
Yes, I have.
James, do you know this lovely lady, love?
At this point, James has already gone below deck.
Oh, okay.
He's a very sneaky, sneaky guy.
You know,
he's obviously quite famous.
Well, James just really loves to cook. I'm sure his recipes have traveled port to port to port. I mean, we have visited quite a few.
I mean, that banana custard was spot on.
Yeah, all right, I'll give him that.
That banana custard doesn't hold a light to anything that man can cook.
Oh, I can't wait to see what he does with the tongue.
And as they're doing Turner Jack gets around the bend and right up to the silk ladder. And I'm going to make my way up top. And I look at Dash. I say, Dash, I didn't see any spiders.
Yup.
And then I turn and I look at, is Madam Webb still on the ship, right? I look in our chest. And I'm like, Captain, there's a spider on her chest.
I think that's her emblem.
Oh.
I think it's embroidery.
Oh, it's not real.
Don't think that one is.
Oh.
And Dash this whole time, he's been like looking around trying to... Dash doesn't like spiders.
As you say that to Madam, she looks at you.
You don't like spiders, huh?
Not really. I'm not very tall.
Hmm.
A little bit of venom goes a long way when you have very little blood in your body.
I've heard of tales.
Ah. Dash's eyes are fucking huge. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
As Dash stares directly at Madam, you, even with your asshole perception passive, you clearly notice that this hair color changes from fiery red to ice cold blue. Give me a constitution saving throw or you can choose to fail.
No.
Wow.
Not if it's constitution. Not bad, 16.
Great. Your head begins to pound. It's super odd.
Dash just starts like stumbling towards the rail.
Yeah, it's as you begin to stumble. Do you remember when Dash grabbed the map for the first time?
Yes.
Describe to me what happened the first time you grabbed the map. For those listeners, maybe you're tuning in first. This is your first episode for some reason. What happened?
Go back and listen to the other ones. There's not very many yet.
Pause.
So the island in the center of the map came up out in 3D in front of Dash, and it showed the path to Munro's chest, but all around it, like on the original map, it's like a cloud in the middle, but in his vision of the map, he sees through the cloud, but it's still surrounded by that purplish haze.
As your head begins to pound, that purplish haze covers this entire ship. You can see through every aspect of what's going on.
But your head just continues to pound and pound, and the purple grows and grows. And then you just pass out.
Shit.
Dash, you all right? Dash, and I'm like shaking him.
Oh, easily jumps right back up.
What? What happened? What?
You passed out.
Captain, can I speak with you in private for just a moment?
Madam Venom, love, where's that kitchen?
Please just make yourself at home. You guys are creeping me out, so I'm going back to the helm.
Oh, perfect, love. We'll whip you up something real nice for your hospitality.
I expect it.
And then I make my way towards I make my way towards the kitchen.
So as Madam Venom walks away, Dash is like pulling the captain to like
Dash, yes, yo, private yes.
All right. So I've got to come clean about something. It's about your map.
My map?
Yeah. So
what about the map?
I don't know what you see when you touch the map, but when I see the map, I see the treasure. I see the island. I see where on the island it is.
Okay.
But there's this misty stuff around it. I guess you could call it mist.
Beautiful.
There's a misty mist afoot.
And I can see it. It's like this purplish shimmery mist.
Haze?
Sure. Fine. Okay.
Breathe.
Ooh.
Ooh, sir. Rub your ears. Rub your ears, Dash.
Anyway, okay, so there's this purplish mist. Whenever the big guy comes out, I see that same purple mist. I'll go to a place that's not here, and it's just purple mist everywhere. And when she looked at me, she went in my brain, and she made me see the mist, and that's why I passed out. It was her. She's evil.
You sure it was her?
She's a hag. And I don't mean in like a derogatory meaning. I mean a literal hag. I'll bet my bottom copper on it. We need to be very careful. Don't make any deals with her. Don't agree to anything. Don't.
Even if she wants to sleep with me.
Don't. If it's transactional. Like, if she wants something in return, then no. Don't do it. Don't enter. I swear, I bet she's a hag.
I appreciate the words, Dash. Thank you so much.
And you would know from your experience, but Dash is super paranoid about hags because the person who awoke him always warned him, don't make a deal with a hag. They can't be trusted.
Perfect. All right.
So you would know that he's probably genuine, but he's also a bit paranoid about hags.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
All right. Just be... don't you go anywhere without Dash.
Okay.
I'm stuck to you like glue.
Why don't you curl up here on my shoulder and we'll go from there.
And Dash just scurries up.
Dash, never. Are you afraid?
Yeah! Yes, I'm obviously.
And he's like pointing around. He's,
this is creepy.
And Turner just goes next to Captain and kind of like steps forward. Because he's just protecting his crew. So just stamping forward because he's scared. So he's just going to guard him and just say, I got you, Dash. It's okay. Just stay behind me.
Dash looks like he's on like a 4-day coke bender. he's twitching, yeah. And his eyes are bugging out. Dash is not in a good place right now mentally.
Huckabee would make his way into the kitchen, assuming James already found the kitchen. He's like,
James, love, I see you found the kitchen.
That I did, Huck. That I did.
You know, James, I've gotta tell you. Madam Venom knows you.
Oh?
Yeah. I just said how good of a cook you were. And I said, you know, my friend James is a wonderful cook. And she said, like, James Cook. Like, the James Cook. Have you ever seen this ship before?
Huh. Well, I cooked for the Azure Armada back at port. Remember Port Escobar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I cooked for royalty all kinds.
I know.
Just good at what I fucking do.
I know, but the way she said it just gave me a little just uneasy feeling.
Okay, you know what caught me kind of in a kind of coincidence? You remember when Blackbeard, you know how she does her entrances?
Oh, yeah, she's frilly.
Yeah.
She's more frilly than me, and that's saying something, love.
Ah, you're a good frilly. It's fine. That's fine.
Thank you.
Give yourself more credit, Huck.
I'll pat myself on the back every now and again.
But I think the real thing that we could, you know, conclude is, did her hair change colors? Because you remember that fiery red hair that she has?
Yeah.
What's this girl said had the same stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't see it change colors, none.
No, I'm just saying, like, maybe we should check.
Oh, you're like, maybe we should just go have a chat with her.
Or warn Captain or something. I don't know. I'm cooking.
I told her that we would cook her up something real nice for the hospitality. And she said it kind of aggressively, like she expects it, so... Your food's always wonderful, but maybe throw some extra flair in there. Maybe she's got something.
Well, I did find this spider carcass, and he holds up this giant spider carcass. That's like the size of his stomach. I'm just going to cook this shit. It's already dead.
I mean, that's true, love. Do you still have that tongue?
I mean, should we play with the tongue? I don't know.
You know, I'm still a little, like, amazed that Krakens have tongues, to be honest with you. We should have grabbed one of the tentacles, and then we could have had a real nice calamari.
They were so wound up and high-strung, I was not about to deal with that shit.
I know.
I barely got a nap in.
You know, I'm gonna go talk to Captain here. You do what you do here in your wheelhouse.
And as you finish that, you just hear a sizzling as he drops the spider carcass on there. Oh, it's still fresh.
It smells delicious already. All right, James. I, like, slap you on the back. I'll be back, love.
Later, Huck.
And then I'll make my way up to Captain Lavarius.
Huck, see zombies down there. You have to tell me.
Ah, monkey, you're so cute. Do you know that?
I do. It's obvious.
Okay. And then I stroke, like, down, like, the back of your neck, like, right behind your ears.
Dash takes his hat off.
Do I have like a red rocket in my ear? Yeah.
You definitely get full on
He's
monkey
wearing
peen.
Pants, all
right? Full on monkey peen right in the ear. Look, Dash, love, I love you, okay? You're amazing. You're a great talking monkey. You're the only one I've ever seen. But
well, that kind of takes the compliment away.
You've got to calm down, love. You're a pirate now. Pirate life is for you.
There's a lot going on. To my credit, this is a very unusual situation that we have found ourselves.
You're right, Dash. But let me ask you this.
I've got a lot to keep myself.
I've got two questions for you, love. Are you breathing?
Aye.
Okay. Are you walking?
Well, I'm riding, but I can walk.
Okay, then you're good, love. Yeah. The rest of it, you'll cross that bridge when you get there. You keep worrying the way you are. You're going to die at a very young age.
Unless that mood ring of a witch. Okay. More proof that there's something fishy going on. Her hair changed from red to blue.
Oh, whoa.
So did Blackbeard's, though. Wait a minute.
Yes, but that tells us she's from the Feywild. You know what's from the Feywild?
Dash.
Hags.
Dash.
Hags are from the Feywild.
I just reach up and just place my finger right on Dash's lips.
One moment, Dash. One moment.
What?
One moment. Captain Lavarius.
I
was just down talking to James.
Oh, is he cooking a lovely meal for us?
He's cooking us a meal, yes.
Oh, excellent. I am a bit hungry after.
I will say, I'm not quite as worried as our little monkey friend here, but James did say something about maybe her hair changing.
It did already change.
It has changed.
Yeah,
it's a cool blue now.
Good. Give me a perception check.
I'm not using you, Big Bertha. You fucking got me. All right, hang on a second.
Oh, sorry, my sheet went away. Where did my sheet go?
It was right there. You had it.
What'd you roll without your sheet?
15. I think my passive is like an 18, though.
You're doing just fine. You peek over your shoulder, and you look up at the helm, and you see that that red hair is no longer red.
Okay, so, Captain, I don't know quite what James is thinking. However, maybe we should approach her with a little bit of caution.
Finally. Finally, Dash,
I'm not saying we need to bleed into whatever you have going on inside your brain right now. But, however, she may or may not be foe. So.
All right, that's all I needed. Thank you.
You're right to
I'm
be...
I'm just so glad that somebody else sees... Oh, Frank, I thought I was crazy.
You're not crazy, Dash. You're right to be worried, just not as worried as y'all, love.
I was more worried because nobody else was worried.
It's not that we weren't worried, love. We just didn't know what we were to be worried of. Now we kind of know a little bit, so we can just keep an eye.
Yeah, we know it's a hike.
But can I give you one piece of advice there, love? Don't make it so obvious that you're so worried. You're going to get us all killed, including the captain.
You do need to calm down just a little bit.
Dash just starts. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Aye, Captain, I can do that.
With those words of wisdom, up from the helm, you hear the whistle again. Lavarius!
Aye, Gladry.
Only you. I need to talk with you.
On my way.
And Dash scurries down, and he just crossing his arms and
Dash?
Just staring, watching.
I kneel down in front of you. I'm going to be okay. Okay? Just keep your eyes peeled.
Yep.
Turner.
I'm not taking my eyes off you.
Turner turns as puts my hand on Dash's shoulder. It's okay, Dash. We can stay here together.
I'll keep an eye on them. Make sure they don't do anything stupid.
No. You go down and talk to James about the hair.
Out of game, quick question about Bardic Inspiration not in initiative.
Mm-hmm. You can cast it.
Does it only still last for 10 minutes, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Otherwise, it'd be overpowered.
That was my question. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll just put my hand on Captain Lavarius and be like, Lavarius, you're a smart captain. Just keep your wits about you. And then I cast Bardic Inspiration on you. And then I make my way back down to the kitchen to...
What is it? A D...
It's a D6 for 10 minutes on one ability check, an attack roll, or saving throw. And then I make my way back down to James.
Go ahead.
Out of game, real quick. When we did the short rest, do we get spell slots back?
Nope.
Or at all? Okay.
Unless you're a warlock.
Just, gotcha. Just get hit points.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
We're going to do this kind of in an interesting fashion. Since we're doing multiple conversations with multiple players, will essentially do this like a round by round. So you'll have a couple, probably like a full minute to have your interaction with the other player. And then we'll keep jumping around until if you don't have anything to role play, don't feel obligated to just play those rules as is.
I like it.
So, Turner, you're with Dash on the main deck. Huck, you're making your way back to the kitchen. Captain, you're up with Madam Venom.
Perfect.
We'll start with Madam Venom.
Yes, Madam Venom.
What's your passive perception?
Passive perception?
Mm-hmm.
15.
At this point, you notice that the captain's hair goes back to red. You also notice... in this helm, it's a lot larger than it looked. Like, it was very misleading. Essentially, it like pointed out into a triangle or a cone. Behind that, you see the green orb you're familiar with and the button you're familiar with. You can clearly at this point make the connection that she is in the Buccaneer's Reckoning. Well, Captain,
Oh, yes.
Tentacruels. Bottom of the list, huh?
I didn't tell you our crew name.
Oh, that's where it gets juicy. You see, I just finished talking to my friend, Banana Beard.
Oh, you know Banana Beard.
Well, I hate ruining secrets.
Oh, okay.
But my sister, she may or may not be Blackbeard.
Your sister? She's a lovely, lovely chap. I couldn't think of the female version of it.
The chappy.
Chap it.
She had some words that I had to share with Banana Beard.
Oi?
About a crew that he might have recruited.
Yes. Do you know about this crew?
I hope you're not that crew.
And what's that?
My orders are to kill.
To kill the crew?
Yes.
Oh. Why were you ordered to kill that crew?
We're going to jump to the next conversation. Kay. Turner. Dash. Do you have any RP that you'd like to partake in?
I turned. Turner turns to Dash and just says, Dash, buddy. What do you think of this deck? It's not as bad as we thought, right?
Am I the only one with their eyes open? This whole thing is fucked.
Yeah, I mean...
Those sails, very cool, very pretty, but also, they're fucking spider webs.
Yeah.
How is that not unsettling for literally everybody? Everything about this screams fucking terror. This is terrifying.
I mean, they're quite ugly, but I mean, overall, they're just a beast.
Yeah, in a literal sense. True.
Are you afraid they're going to eat you?
No, I'm afraid they're going to bite me and they're going to inject me with their venom. And, and they're going to put the venom in me and I have very little blood. I am very small. Well, you know what that's like. Little drop of venom, little bit of blood. If it hits the captain, he's fine. Well, if it hits me, I'm fucked.
You see all these barrels everywhere. You see these barrels over on right there. You see those barrels?
What about them?
Should we look at them? Look and see what's inside these barrels?
Well, I mean...
We need to have some fun. We need to get you on the right course.
Did you realize she can see us?
No, we're so small. We can get away with it.
Well, if you know that if we can see her, she can see us, right?
No, she's busy with the captain. We can do it. Come on. Let's do it.
I'll tell you what. I will make a spectacle of myself.
No.
I will get the attention by doing something silly. I'm a fucking talking monkey.
Yeah, but
it's
she's
what I
already
do.
Distracted with the captain. We can go over there with our small stature. We can open these and see what's going on in these barrels. They're covered in spider webs.
You see dashes.
All right, just
we can
just. You just go to the closest one.
I'll tiptoe over there so my clanks don't go on my boots.
Be very sneaky.
Yeah.
We can't let the hag see it.
Okay.
Dash and Turner, please give me a stealth check.
2 are going to be the death of us.
Maybe. Shit.
Did you just nat 1 a stealth check?
Plus 8. So 9. 9.
Yeah, you can't add. Well, I mean, you can, but I won't count it.
You still...
Dash.
Well, do I have...
If you're hiding from anybody but Dash, you're plainly seen.
There's my passive luck when I roll a nat 1.
He re-rolls that 1.
That's right, because halflings do that.
I get to reload. Or re-roll.
How often do you get to do that?
Every nat 1.
Every nat 1. Yeah,
he must never roll a nat 1.
It's a characteristic of the...
Yeah, it says when you roll a 1 on a d20 for attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, you can re-roll that dice and must use the new roll.
You lucky fuck.
It's literally called lucky.
I was like, oh yeah.
I do remember that because I just...
Yeah. 24.
And I got 19.
Yeah, you got stealth over your barrel.
Stealthy as fuck.
I know who I won't make do stealth checks
If anyone, you should make do a stealth check.
I'm just kidding. I will definitely not do that. Yeah, so you guys walk over to a barrel pretty slyly. The Madam Venom is too distracted with Captain LaVar. She definitely doesn't see anything you're doing. What would you like to do as you approach this barrel? There is a lid on it. It is sealed.
Dash is going to, like he's standing in front of the barrel with Jack behind him, and Dash is just, like, stretching and trying to make himself, like, as big and block the barrel as possible, even though he's smaller.
Right. I'm hand measuring this.
Shit's not adding up.
It's working. Yeah. It's working.
In Dash's mind, it's working.
I love
Your
it.
Your hands are huge.
Yeah.
So,
you know what they say about a monkey with big hands.
While he's doing big that, gloves? Turner Jack pulls out his dagger, and you said it was sealed, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm, like, cutting the seal open. Do you want me to check anything? Like, I'm just using my dagger to slice the seal.
I mean, it's a barrel lid. You're going to have to pop off it. Yeah. So you'll have to give me a strength check.
Okay.
Don't tell me the outcome. Okay. Roll it, and we'll come back to you guys.
Okay.
James, love, it smells fantastic for a spider.
Oh, Huck, yeah, that was really quick that you're back.
Well, you see, love, Madam Venom, her hair's no longer red. It's blue. I don't know what you're thinking of, but I told the captain that maybe he should be a little leery.
Huck?
Yes, sir.
That's fucking Blackbeard's sister. I served her at the Juramata at a party.
Like the Blackbeard's sister?
The Blackbeard's sister. Fey wild and fucked up.
Oh, James. What the fuck did we get ourselves into this time, love?
I don't know. I'm cooking her a spider, so I...
You better cook that fucking spider the best she's ever had, love.
She ain't gonna kill me. I'm doing dishes down here pretty much.
Well, I know, but...
God, I hope she doesn't fucking kill me. Shit, was this one of her... Hmm. Huck?
Yes, sir?
Whatever bag of tricks you fucking got, you better break it out.
That Kraken really did me in a little bit there. So, but, you know what? Maybe Captain's got something up his sleeve. Maybe we'll just be able to talk our way out of it, hopefully.
It really depends what she's here for, Huck.
I know. As soon as you said it was her sister, oh, fuck, this could go so many ways.
This is a set of really shitty coincidences.
Yeah, you know, Banana Bid might not be able to save us this time.
I got, like, probably 10 more minutes. I don't know how much longer. I've never cooked a spider. We're winging it.
I've never cooked a spider before either, love. This is your wheelhouse.
Hey, you still got... We don't have saffron. Well, you got some ingredients in that bag?
Oh.
I lost all my shit.
Let me check. Can I luck check it?
Sure.
I'm imagining him using the exoskeleton as, like, a wok.
Oh, yeah. The guts are just kind of boiling, yeah. Like a really... Yeah. He's doing the Gordon Ramsay thing that you do with eggs where you get the pan real hot shut it off, and then just kind of spinning around the spider guts and making a nice little omelet out of it.
Yeah. Mm. What's our luck check? Just plus one?
You had to write it down. Oh. Something I should have been in your notes. Couldn't... I can't keep track of all that. I'm sorry.
No, I...
That would be for Scorchbeard. You would have had it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, just tell me what you got.
A Tim.
Yeah, you're good. You have ingredients in your bag.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here, love. This is all I got.
Oh, sweet. I just start grabbing some of the ingredients.
You know more about what this stuff is than I do.
This will be perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You can either stay down here with me, and we can hope for the fucking best. If we hear screaming, we should probably run up deck. Up topside? Well, I can't remember. Goddamn pirate terms.
You know, love, I'm real confused as to what we need to do, to be honest with you.
Best thing we can do right now, Huck, is finish this food.
You know what? You're right. What can I do to help you cook it the best you can?
Break off some of these legs and kind of put them over that fire and just rotate it and cook it. You know, like we do with s'mores?
Oh,
s'mores,
yes.
Those marshmallow things?
Oh, man, I do love me a good marshmallow.
Yeah.
I actually hate marshmallows.
Ironically, I do as well.
I hate marshmallows.
They are disgusting.
Okay, so I just start, like, snapping legs and standing next to James and rotating these legs like they're
great legs. Great job, Huck. Do you want to sing us a tune while we do this?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Before you get started, we'll move back to the captain.
Well, he puts you on the spot with those songs, doesn't he?
Just sing one song.
No, I'm just trying to help you out. Bards are fun.
I'm telling you, between sessions, you need to be like writing songs.
I've been working on one song, and it's our song. And it hasn't fucking not made it there because I keep putting on the spot for other songs.
Well, you said you had to kill the crew, that banana beard?
Yeah, he is undermining my sister. He's undermining my sister.
Why would he do that?
I don't know if you're just playing dumb to piss me off or what.
I'm not playing dumb.
Give me a deception check.
He's just dumb.
I'm not playing dumb. I have a 10. I'm just stupid. I have a 10, but I play a 6.
19.
19?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm chasing down Banana Beard.
Because he's going after your sister?
No, because he told me the name of the crew and then ran.
And then ran? Why would he run?
You really don't fucking know?
I'm asking you.
Are you pulling my spider leg?
You have spider legs? I thought you were just...
You look down and she's...
It's a damn metaphor.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, madam.
What am I going to do with you? The last thing I heard before he bolted through his little banana teleporter thing, who the fuck knows where he ended up?
He said,
go find the tentacruels. They're after Monroe's treasure.
That we are.
Do you understand the ramifications for that?
Going after Monroe's treasure?
Do you understand what that gives you power-wise?
I just know in the chest there's a coin.
That coin allows you to duel Blackbeard and become Blackbeard.
Aye, it does.
So you fucking knew that and you were lying to me?
I didn't say I was lying to you. I just said I knew about it.
You deceived the shit out of me.
I might have.
All right. Where everyone gets to roll initiative. Please.
Yes, do a jumping jacks.
Would I roll initiative since we're down?
No. Okay. James, sorry. Everyone above deck, please roll initiative. Jumping back to the barrel as initiative hits, because it's happening simultaneously.
So... Sorry to cut you off, but rolling one on initiative, is that same with luck? Does that actually...
Yeah, any D20 roll.
Okay. Sorry.
You rolled a 2.
Jesus Christ.
Attaboy! How's that feel?
Yeah, you touched my dice, that's why.
I didn't touch your dice.
Not today, just last time, so that's
why. Oh, yeah, blame it on previous session.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't want to know. Hold your outcome. We'll pick it up next session. Or I'll get it off off the mic and add it all together. As you stuck your dagger inside of that lid, what was your strength check?
16.
So the lid pops. Who's going to peer down?
Well, he's the tallest.
I'm taller.
Okay. just asking. I didn't know if you climbed.
The two shortest people looking into a damn barrel.
Yeah, even doing this, like Dash's eyes are on the captain.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like tipping on tippy toes, looking in.
Give me a history check. Or animal handling check, probably.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
That's not good.
17.
You are super familiar with funnels that spiders make and funnel, like as webbing funnels down into. Yeah, you're looking straight into a funnel and it goes below deck.
This barrel is not just a barrel. It is a hole to the bottom deck.
Damn.
Matt and Dash are having trouble right now.
And that is where we will end the session for tonight.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this glorious episode of Monroe's Chest, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Please make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform and drop us a like, follow, subscribe. And make sure to leave us a comment to let us know what you thought of this great episode. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Peace out.
Toodles.
Later.